Good day, and thank you so much for listening. Today's program, or the title of today's program, is Substance Abuse Concerns for Lawyers.
Obviously, this is a little different subject matter than you may be used to. It's obviously not legally based, but although it does impact lawyers in a significant manner, and we'll talk about some of those statistics. And although if you are listening to this program, your state requires some sort of substance abuse for the continuing legal education requirement, although not all states do require it, I do believe they should, because it does, as you'll see, it does impact lawyers significantly. Before we get into the substance of the program, I just want to put out there, if you do know somebody that is having struggling with dependency issues, or you yourself are, there is help out there specifically for attorneys. There is a lawyer assistance program for every state, and the link to that is in the notes, and all their contact information is on there. So I do urge you to go to that if you know somebody who needs help, or if you need help yourself. Again, that's the lawyers assistant programs, and all the states' contact information are listed in there. My name is Kyle Robinson, and I am a licensed attorney in New York. And what I did is I just did a lot of research covering substance abuse and how it impacts attorneys. And what we're going to be covering today is why it impacts attorneys. We'll also cover some statistics with regards to substance abuse in attorneys. We'll cover some common myths, some symptoms, causes, risk factors. We'll also go over some treatments for substance abuse, prevention, detection, that's some red flags. And then we're going to get into some, actually some ABA model rules that do cover or touch on maybe substance abuse a little bit that may impact it. And then finally, what we will do is we will wrap up the program covering some mental illness issues, which also impact attorneys. Now, according to the American Bar Association, and this is right off their site, drug dependence, also known as addiction, is a chronic disease. It is progressive and occurs when the body becomes physically dependent upon a drug. Drug addiction in any form, from cocaine to methamphetamine to prescription pain relievers and stimulants, change the brain. Individuals who are dependent upon drugs may not be able to control how much they use and continue to use drugs despite serious consequences. Drug abuse occurs when a person is not physically dependent upon a drug, but does exhibit problems with a particular drug. Someone who abuses drugs may use too frequently and experience problems due to drug use. It is possible to recover from drug dependency, and there are many resources available for help. And we'll also go over these resources as well. So then I was wondering, Why attorneys? Why does it impact attorneys? And some of the reasons are obviously obvious. Again, according to the American Bar Association, many lawyers and judges are obviously overachievers who have an enormous workload, and they need the tendency to escape from daily problems through the use of drugs and alcohol, and it's very prevalent in the legal community. And also, not only attorneys, but people who work 50-plus hours a week are actually three times more likely to abuse alcohol. And on average, attorneys work 60 to 80 hours a week. And here are some additional statistics with regards to lawyers. Again, according to the American Bar Association, lawyers are at roughly twice the risk of becoming addicted to drugs or alcohol as people in other professions. And also, 18 to 20% of lawyers actually abuse drugs. 25% of lawyers facing disciplinary action are found to be abusing drugs or suffering from a mental disorder. And like I said, we will go over some mental disorders a little bit later in the program, because I think that's important with regards to this subject matter. Also, attorneys also have a higher incidence of depression, anxiety, suicide, and other mental health issues than the general population. So with regards to attorneys, the problem does start early in their career or in their profession. On the first day of law school, studies show that the average law student is normal in terms of their happiness, mental health, and wellness. Within the first 6 months, early signs of psychiatric problems such as depression, anxiety, hostility, and paranoia can be detected. After the first year of law school, as many as 40% of law students suffer from depression. And that statistic is staggering, and you'd be surprised that some law schools do have help with regards to this because they are aware of the problem as well. But I think it's more of more recently in the past few years that law schools are becoming more aware of this. So, as I said before, substance abuse does impact everyone, not just attorneys, but there are some myths out there, or preconceived notions, or stereotypes, if you will, about, how somebody becomes an addict or, abuses substances. And, not all substance abusers started out as addicts, or not all substance abusers have parents as addicts. Not all substance abusers obviously live on the streets. Substance abuse and addiction, it doesn't come out of nowhere. It's actually a progression of certain types of actions that a person takes. So, what are some of the symptoms of drug abuse and dependence? Well, according to the American Bar Association, symptoms of drug dependence and abuse may differ, as each drug has different effects. Here are some general symptoms associated with drug use. Bloodshot eyes or pupils that are larger or smaller than usual. Changes in appetite or sleep patterns. Sudden weight loss or weight gain, deterioration of physical appearance and personal grooming habits, unusual smells on breath, body, or clothing, tremors, slurred speech, or impaired coordination, drop in attendance and performance at work or school, unexplained need for money or financial problems, they might borrow or steal to get this money, engaging in secretive or suspicious behavior, sudden change in friends, favorite hangouts and hobbies, frequently getting into trouble, that's with regards to fights, accidents, or illegal activities, possible unexplained change in personality or attitude, sudden mood swings, irritability, or angry outbursts, periods of unusual hyperactivity, agitation, or giddiness. There's also the lack of motivation possible. Appears to be lethargic or spaced out. Or maybe they appear to be fearful, anxious, or paranoid with no reason at all. Now, according to drugabuse.com, there are physical symptoms and there are also behavioral symptoms of drug addiction or substance abuse addiction. And the symptoms that I just went over encompass both the physical and the behavioral symptoms. Now, with regards to physical symptoms, some of the most noticeable symptoms of drug abuse are those that affect the body's inner workings. For example, your body's tolerance to a drug occurs when a drug is abused for long enough that increased quantities or strength are required to achieve the previous effects. This desire for a more intense high achieved through these means is extremely dangerous and can easily lead to overdose. The diminishing effects set in after the first time, and the user constantly tries to replicate the first high that he or she gets from the drug by taking increasing amounts. This is extremely dangerous and can quickly lead to overdose. Changes in appearance can be additional clues to possible drug use, which I discussed before with regards to maybe possible bloodshot or glazed eyes, also dilated or constricted pupils, maybe possible abrupt weight changes, weight loss, weight gain, maybe bruises, infections, or other physical signs at the drug's entrance site in the body. Disruption to normal brain functioning, changes in personality, and heart and organ dysfunction can be signs of long-term drug abuse. Signs will obviously vary on the abuse. with regards to the physical symptoms. But then you also have behavioral symptoms, and drug abuse negatively affects a person's behavior and habits as they become more dependent on the drug. The drug itself can alter the brain's ability to focus and form coherent thoughts, obviously depending on the substance. And here are some of the changes in behavior that I did touch on, a few of them, and these can obviously indicate a problem with drug abuse or substance abuse: increased aggression or irritability, changes in attitude or personality, depression, sudden changes in a social network, you know, changes in your friends, what have you, dramatic changes in habits or priorities, a financial problem again, which I said before, involvement in criminal activity. And it's important to go over these because learning to actually recognize the physical or behavioral signs of drug abuse can actually help prevent the problem from progressing further. So what are some of the causes or possible risk factors with regards to substance abuse? You know, we have the your biology, stress, environment, development, your genetic predisposition. Although with a genetic predisposition doesn't mean you're automatically going to become addicted or have a substance use problem, you would still need an environmental factor to actually bring on the substance abuse. Now, according to the Mayo Clinic, there are risk factors. People of any age, sex, or economic status obviously can become addicted to a drug. However, there are certain factors that can affect the likelihood and speed of developing addiction. One of them is family history of addiction. Drug addiction is more common in some families and likely involves genetic predisposition, just what I said. If you have a blood relative, such as a parent or sibling, with an alcohol or drug problems, you're at greater risk of developing a drug addiction. And this is interesting, actually. Being male, men are more likely to have problems with drugs than women are. However, progression of addiction disorders is known to be faster in females. Having another mental health disorder. If you have a mental health disorder such as depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, you are more likely to become dependent on drugs. Here's a big factor too, which is peer pressure. Peer pressure is a strong factor in starting to use and abuse drugs, particularly for young people. Lack of family involvement, difficult family situations, or lack of a bond with your parents or siblings may increase risk of addiction and lack of parental supervision, which can also lead to anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Lack of family involvement. Difficult family situations or lack of a bond with your parents or siblings may increase the risk of addiction, as can a lack of parental supervision. Anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Using a drug can become a way of coping with these painful psychological feelings and can make these problems even worse. And then you also have taking a highly addictive drugs. Some drugs, such as a stimulant, cocaine, or painkillers, may result in faster development of addiction than other drugs. However, taking drugs considered less addicting, the so-called possible light drugs, can start you on a pathway of drug use and addiction. Also, you know, maybe gateway drugs. You take one drug or you do something, it'll, you know, gateway to more serious drugs or possibly more addictive drugs. So what are some of the complications with regards to substance abuse and drugs addiction? Again, according to the Mayo Clinic, drug use can have a significant and damaging short-term and long-term effects. Taking some drugs can be particularly risky, especially if you take high doses or combine them with other drugs or alcohol. And let's go over some of the examples of some drugs, some particular drugs. Methamphetamine, opiates, and cocaine are highly addictive and cause multiple short-term and long-term health consequences, including psychotic behavior, seizures, or death due to overdose. GHB and Rohypnol may cause sedation, confusion, and memory loss. These so-called date rape drugs are easy to give someone without his or her knowledge or consent and are known to impair the ability to resist unwanted contact and recollection of the event. At high doses, they can cause seizures, coma, and even death. The danger increases when these drugs are taken with alcohol. Another drug, ecstasy or Molly, also known as MDMA, can actually cause dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, and complications that can include seizures. Long-term, MDMA can actually damage the brain. One particular danger of club drugs is that liquid, pill, or powder forms of these drugs available on the streets often contain unknown substances that can be harmful, including other illegally manufactured or pharmaceutical drugs. Due to the toxic nature of inhalants, users may develop brain damage of different levels of severity. There are some other life-changing complications. Dependence on drugs can create a number of dangerous and damaging complications. And let's go over a few of these. Some of these complications is getting a communicable disease. People who are addicted to a drug are more likely to get an infectious disease such as HIV, either through unsafe sex or by shared needles. Some other health problems. Drug addiction can lead to a range of both short-term and long-term mental and physical health problems. These depend on what drug is actually taken. Accidents. If you're addicted to a drug, you're more likely to drive or do other dangerous activities while under the influence. Suicide. People who are addicted to drugs commit suicide more often than people who are not addicted. Family problems. Behavioral changes may cause marital or family strife and custody issues. Then you have some work issues. Drug use and dependence can cause declining performance at work, absenteeism, and eventual loss of employment. Then you'll have some problems at school. Drug use can negatively affect academic performance and motivation to excel in school. Legal issues. These are very common for drug users and can stem from buying or possessing illegal drugs, stealing to support your drug addiction, driving while under the influence of drug or alcohol, or disputes over child custody. And finally, again, here we are, financial problems. Spending money to support your drug use takes away money from your other needs and could put you into debt and can lead to illegal or unethical behaviors. And we'll get into some of this when we cover the ABA model rules. Now, we've gone over some statistics and some symptoms and some risk factors, complications. And before we get into treatment, prevention, and detection, I think it's really important to actually back up a little bit and go over some of the symptoms so you can identify if you have a problem or possibly somebody you know has a problem so they can actually get some treatment. And again, the Mayo Clinic's a really good resource for this, where some of this information is coming from. Most drug addictions start with experimental use of a drug in social situations. For some people, the drug use becomes more frequent. The risk of addiction and how fast you become dependent varies by drug. Some drugs have a higher risk and cause dependency more quickly than others. As time passes, you may need larger doses of the drug to get high. Soon, you may need the drug to just feel good. As your drug use increases, you may find that it's increasingly difficult to go without the drug. Attempts to stop drug use may cause intense cravings and make you feel physically ill. And these are known as withdrawal symptoms. And here's a little more detailed drug addiction symptoms or actual behaviors. Feeling that you have to use the drug regularly, and this can be even daily or even several times a day. Having intense urges for the drug. Over time, needing more of the drug to get the same effect. Making certain that you maintain a supply of the drug. Spending money on the drug, even though you can't afford it. Not meeting obligations and work responsibilities or cutting back on social or recreational activities because of drug use. Doing things to get the drug that you normally wouldn't do, such as stealing, driving, or doing other risky activities when you're under the influence of drugs. Focusing more and more time and energy on getting and using the drug. Failing in your attempts to stop using the drug. And then finally experiencing withdrawal symptoms when you attempt to stop taking the drug. Before we go on, I want to stop really quick and just cover a verification code. Squire's
first verification code is the word STAR. 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 Esquire CLE's first verification code for this program is STAR. STAR. STAR.